So question, do you believe in the Big Bang Theory? That the universe was created in an instant when something exploded? And if so, what caused the explosion and where did that something come from? And then, when you look at the incredible life form swarming just this one tiny planet, third rock from the sun, just one star of a trillion, trillion stars that we know about, is it really plausible to say that it just all happened? Bang! Think about it. There are around 250,000 described species of plants, 12,000 described species of roundworms, and wait for this, over 350,000 beetle species described, with many more beetles yet to be discovered. Can you believe that? 350,000 different beetles, let alone the amazing creation of humanity. I just don't have enough faith to believe that all that happened by accident. There comes a point in everyone's life where we start asking ourselves the big questions. You know, we've been head down, pedaling hard, doing all the stuff that life demands of you. And then one day, you kind of stop, look up, and you ask yourself, is this all there is? What's the point of it all? Why am I working so hard? Where do I fit into the cosmos? We've all done that. And the reason we do is that at some point, we embark on a search for significance. We want our lives to count for something. We look at ourselves in this massive scheme of things and we wonder, how did I happen and where do I fit? And it's nigh on impossible to believe that you actually count, that you actually matter, if all you believe is that you evolved from some bit of primeval slime billions of years ago. I mean, if that's true, nothing really matters. Eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow we die. But something inside us won't let us do that. Something nags away and won't let up. I can't believe that I evolved out of the primeval slime. As I said, I just don't have enough faith. When I look at the size of the universe, the power, the matter, the life, the beauty, the people, the animals, it seems pretty obvious to me that it couldn't just have happened and still hang together the way it does. There is an alternative view. It's a view held today by around 2.5 billion people, which makes it by far the biggest worldview. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. That's God's word, fresh for you today.